Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. This is truly the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. We're grateful for his mercy and grateful for his protection, his peace. And we're talking about the Almighty God. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. No matter what it seemed like, no matter what it looked like it's going to be, and it looked like it's not going to be good, this is the day that the Lord God, our Father, has made, and we're going to rejoice in it. We're going to be confident in him, knowing that he cares, knowing that he's in control. Hallelujah. Knowing he's in control. And we can speak those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can declare and decree some things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his presence, for allowing us to be in his presence. Amen. For welcoming us into his presence. My God, hallelujah. We, oh God, hallelujah. We thank him, hallelujah, for this day and for him welcoming us. We honor the Lord God this morning, for he is the sovereign Lord. We bend our knee and we bow our head and we bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We just get joy when we think about who we belong to. So, Father, we give you honor this morning. We thank you. We pray that our walk throughout today will glorify you, will honor you. Hallelujah. People will see you in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They'll be drawn to you through us. Hallelujah. Not drawn to us, but drawn to you. Hallelujah. And we thank you for giving us the right words to say. Hallelujah. That'll make a difference in someone's life. Thank you, for it's all about you, Father, this morning. And we give honor and we bless your name. And we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your kindness towards us. Hallelujah. Yes, we honor the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. God first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Good morning, my darling sister. God bless you. Love you so much. Hallelujah. My sister wrote here. Hallelujah. I remember the day when we met. Hallelujah. She just sat right there next to me. Hallelujah. Little did I know that God had a plan. God had a plan. Amen. Amen. God had a plan. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God had a plan. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, we don't know the plans that he has for us, but we know that they're good. Yes, they are. They're good. Hallelujah. Yes, they are good. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord. It's just amazing when we see how the Lord work and how he move in our life. And we just sit in awe like, my God, you really God. Hallelujah. Sounds so, and like, oh, just breathtaking how God moves. He is real, everybody. He is real. God is real. God is real. God is real. God is real. Whether we believe it, whether we accept it, God is real. God is real. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He's real. Hallelujah. And he's God. He's the supreme. He is the supreme ruler of the heavens and the earth. Woo! He created it all. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. And when we think about that and then think about us and realize that he's mindful of us out of all his creation, and then we can realize that he knows exactly where you are. Oh, good God from Zion. Isn't that a blessing? That you are never outside of his reach. He even knew your thoughts. He knows our thoughts. Yes. Isn't that, oh my God, there's nothing that can compare. Nothing that can compare. Well, good morning. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And we're just delighted that you came in and tuned in with us this morning. And to be with us, we cut it a little short this morning. A episode occurred, and I have faith in God. I know when you're doing the Lord's work, it's in the press. So I thank the Lord for his healing. I thank him for his comforting. I thank him for his deliverance. I thank him for his encouragement. The press, yes, hallelujah. The earth is the Lord. We belong to God, yes. But yet he wants us to be courageous. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to trust him, no matter what it looked like. And you know, that's a good place to be in. So we won't know if we don't push. So we thank the Lord for encouraging us to push this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A little concerned about it, but it's good. It's good. And I thank him, and I pray that I will always remember that it's in the push. God is in control of everything. Yes. Don't say, oh, well. No, just push. I have a responsibility. There is something that God has called me to do. And he knew everything that would take place. But he knows what he will have me to do. Trust him. Have faith in him that he'll see you through. Huh? You can't tell people that if you're not willing to do it yourself. Uh-huh. So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for leading and guiding and opening my mind of understanding and just letting you know you got joy. You got joy. You got joy. And it's not just anybody's joy. You got his joy, the joy of the Lord. Yes, the joy of the Lord. So we, in that vein, we put a smile on our face and we lift our hand to heaven. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for his covering. Yes, Lord. We thank him for fighting battles. Hallelujah. We thank him for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that he is in full control. He's in charge. Hallelujah. 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 No matter what the intent or thought of man is, good or bad, it doesn't matter. God is in control of every situation and every circumstance. God is our healer. God is our deliverer. Yes, he is. God is. God is. Hallelujah. We need to say that real good. God is. Whatever you need to say right there. God is. And let it be. Sometimes we have a tendency to want to stay in that place or feel guilty because we don't feel a certain way. But you just prayed and asked God to deliver you, to lift you up. And when he does, you go like, oh, I can't feel this good. Oh, Lord. So let's accept the good. Lord, I was just feeling such and such way. And am I all right? God is in control. God stepped in. He's in control of this. Didn't we ask him? Yeah, he got it. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, but thou art with me. Thou art with me. Isn't that a blessing? God is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is with you. Hallelujah. And you know, Proverbs. Sometimes, there again, I'll say this. We have a tendency to think because we're in this age and intellectual, and we really think that the miracles and the works of God antiquated. If we can't reason with the psychological meaning, then it's not, it's you're backwards. Let's just take it right there. You're backwards, you're ignorant, you're weak. Because scientists, listen to what I'm saying, scientists said that who blew the breath into the scientists? Sometimes we get so wrapped up and, oh, they went to such and such school. Oh, they have such and such job. But if God says cease, there is absolutely nothing they can do. They don't believe this because this happened, that happened. There are things that I cannot explain. And I know what the Bible says. And I know what scientists are saying. But because I don't have the explanation does not mean what God is saying is not true. Or what the Bible is saying is not true. But am I gonna put scientists, come on, over God? Am I going to say that's antiquated? It's that's something that they believe, and when they didn't have the knowledge that we have? Really? I mean, sometimes when you think about how we think and how we disregard God and how we're getting to the place where miracles and God doesn't talk to you. And we try to explain it away because I've heard people say when speaking in tongues that they, that hocus pocus, you say it because you don't have anything else to say. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Now, maybe someone or somebody, you know, I don't know what people do, and I'll say it like that. But I know for myself when I I'm thinking to say something and it won't happen. Tongues just come on and it just like that, just like that. And maybe I didn't need to say it, or God needed me to say what I don't have the capacity to say. And God may have me speaking in another language because there's prayer that needs to be taken care of there, and he knows my heart desires for this. God can do that. I put no limits on God. I can't. I do myself more harm when I attempt to do this. If I don't understand something, I say, I don't understand. God knows. Ask God to give me understanding and clarity on it. But don't dismiss or try to take and reason God out or try to explain it from man's perspective so we who are educated can comprehend such a thing. Isn't that just amazing how man can just think so highly of himself? Really? Well, I have gone to school for this, and I know that. Oh, okay. I'm not going to debate it. I'm just going to say Jesus. Oh, you know I use his Hebrew name, Yeshua. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Hallelujah. So I guess I'm saying be encouraged. Don't listen to the naysayers. What God has called you to do, do it. The miracles of God, don't dismiss them. Push, and it's in the push. You will see victory. And you will see it for yourself as you move in that regard. More and more given into God, opposed to the will and the sayings of man. And he won't let us down. I haven't seen where he has let anyone down. We may make up in our mind we want to take a certain path, and God says no. So we see that maybe disappointment. But God is good to us. He wants to lead us and guide us. He wants our allegiance. He wants us to be obedient to him. He wants us to give up our will for his will and watch what God does for you. As I said when I came on, my sister came and she sat right by me. And she has really been with me ever since. There were times that we hadn't seen each other, but she was always there for me and I for her. And I love God for what he's done. And I thank her for being obedient to God for me. She didn't plan it. He didn't plan it. But God had a plan. Glory to God. God had a plan. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your comforting. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the strength to trust you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for we know that you are our healer. Hallelujah. You are the God that's more than enough. You are the breasty one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are our shalom. Hallelujah. We thank you for allowing your face to shine upon us this morning and your people everywhere. We know, God, that you have plans, and your plans are the best for us. Give us the strength. Let us not miss anything, God. Let us not miss, Father God. Let us hear your voice and obey you. And another we won't follow. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, we thank you for the strength. Thank you for the guidance. We thank you for the encouragement. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for taking care of our family, our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. We thank you. We thank you for allowing our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and our nieces and nephews to walk in the circle of your blessings. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for guarding them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for guarding and protecting them. Thank you, Almighty God, for that circle that they're, that inner circle that they have. Hallelujah. Oh, be in charge of it, Lord God. Let them not have those that would influence them to do wrong. Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for opening their minds of understanding. Thank you for allowing them to accept you as their God. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Those who are of age to be married, let the one that you have ordained before the foundation of the world, hallelujah, let them meet and let them become one. Almighty God, we thank you. Prevent all the excess negative baggage that could come their way. Hallelujah. 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 Give them the peace, God, to wait on you. Hallelujah. Allow them to fill their lives with things that will be pleasing in your sight. In the name of Yeshua, guard their health, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless them in their homes. Bless them on their job. Bless them as they go in and they come out. Hallelujah. And bless the youth everywhere, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guard your children. You didn't send them here to be murdered and their blood running in the street. Oh God, oh God, guide them, that great God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Remember our seniors. Hallelujah. Remember those who have dementia now and they worship you. Remember them, hallelujah, how they served you, Almighty God. Remember their offerings, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Remember the works that they did for the kingdom. Guard them now. Protect them, Almighty God, in their sensitive state. Bless them, God. Hallelujah, comfort them. Hallelujah. We would ask that you heal them in the matchless name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 And one other thing, it came to my mind as I looked, kind of thought over our prayer list. It's a lot on there, and it could be much, much more. But we are not to hold on to these different requests. We're not to allow it to become a part of us. We're intercessors. So we pray to God, we release it to him, and it doesn't become our burden or our responsibility. We're standing in the gap for someone who is in a weak state, and they need someone to go to the Father on their behalf. But that's all. is immediately released from us and released unto the Father. Hallelujah. Release, because we're not God. Release. Hallelujah. Doesn't mean you don't care, but I can't carry that. I can take it to the Lord in prayer. Woo! He got it. We can say without a doubt, God got it. Hey, Lord, have mercy. I took it to the Lord, my sister. He got it. Ah, I took it to the Lord in prayer for you. I took it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Too much. Can't handle that. But he's more than enough. He can handle it. He got it. I took it to the Lord. Hey, can you say that? Oh, that's not mine. That's the Father. He got it. I took it to the Lord. Hey, Lord, I took it to the Creator. Hallelujah. I took it to your Father. Hallelujah. I went to the Father for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I took it to the Lord for you. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I took it to our Father. Hallelujah. And I'm good. And you are too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can share, but the weight and the burden is not mine. I don't let it consume me. I have to take it to the Lord for you. You didn't know what to say. It's all right. I took it to the Lord. Yeah. I emptied it all out and laid it on the altar. God got it. Whew. God got it. Took it to the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the beginning, Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And the Lord said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God called the light day. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our closing scripture. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. God got you. Everything has worked out just fine. Love you.